Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Talk podcast. How are you doing? Leave me a comment down below. If you're on YouTube, let me know. So I want to open the floor today with a little bit of a conversation starter or topic, and I'd like you to elaborate on your thoughts on it down below. Because I love dialogue, and I love specifically dialogue actually that disagrees with me, as long as it's respectful. I've been like program embedded since a child to almost be over polite. So even if I disagree with somebody, I will always at least try to be extremely polite, or else I feel like my parents are about to ground me somewhere on some level, even as an adult. Even if you disagree with the things I say in this podcast ever, but also specifically today and going forward, because I feel like a lot of conversations right now are kind of, no, not kind of, they're hard to have. So if you ever disagree with me, just know that's totally okay. I actually welcome that. I like that kind of dialogue. I think we learn better when we surround ourselves with people that look at life differently than we do, you know? That's a good thing in my eyes or my opinion anyway. So I was with my sister today and we were going for a walk, and first and foremost, it was interesting having this almost like out-of-body experience where I was like, whoa, thinking about us having this conversation. We were talking about the upcoming election that's been announced or been whatever, it's happening in Canada, and us having that conversation, and then me just being like having flashbacks to like 20 years ago where we would be like doing like concerts for like Britney Spears and NSYNC for our parents in the living room, and now here we are, my niece is there, we're just like walking around talking about adult you know? I honestly didn't even know a whole much of the differences between the political parties up until about a year or two ago. And I'm learning a lot more in the last year. And I just feel like everything has become political. Everything that you talk about has a political stance on it now. And I stand very unfirmly, if that makes sense. From one side, you might call it fickle. Why am I leading with the negative? Or from the other side, you might call it open-minded. I'm willing to hear like anybody's opinion on anything. And then it's not that I take it. Like, it's not like I hear an opinion and I'm just like, yes, that is truth. I'm just always willing to hear people out. And then in my mind, as I'm hearing them out, I'm like questioning where their motives might lay, or like where their intentions are or whatever, especially when it comes to like political things or like things where it's like, okay, you're controlling this or you're choosing something that directly affects a lot of people. Like, what would the motive be there? And I try and like suss that stuff out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, well, what would be the point of that? And I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. Anyway, this is all just a long-winded way of me saying that we were having this discussion about how everything has become political and these conversations aren't easy to be had. And the really grateful, like I'm very grateful thing about my sister and I is that because we are sisters, because we are best friends, we can bring different information to a table and neither one of us will call each other names. Neither one of us will like berate each other or shut each other down. We're like, oh, like what's your perspective? And then it's like, well, what's your perspective? And then we ask each other interesting questions. When you take the narrative out of these conversations and you think about it from just a communicative perspective, what I think could be a really big problem going on right now, or at least I feel like it's a big problem going on right now, and especially when you try to make these conversations digital, where you take all of the body language, all of the tone, all of the person's expressions out of these conversations, and now you're just looking at text, and text that you have clearly all different perspectives. I think that there can be two sides to an argument, but I also think that there can be billions of sides to an argument because we all have different perspectives. And so when you bring people with different perspectives together online and then you strip away all of the communicative points that come with expressing oneself and having conversation and dialogue person in person versus digitally, it gets a lot easier to berate people. And then we start labeling one another and it just becomes this like really toxic environment where nobody's actually really talking about factual things. It just becomes a lot of like people in full on fight or flight mode. And so everybody's either fighting each other or running away from the conversation or freezing up the minute they get asked a tough question or like asked a question that has suddenly become so heavy and weighted because it's all so like, it all just, everything is so weighted and we're suddenly not having conversations we should be having or we're afraid to have them. Don't talk about all of these major things, but all of these major things are directly affecting all of us on a grand scale. And all of us being affected on a grand scale is putting us into these really tight or constricting energetic like prisons. That's dramatic, but hear me out here. Like a prison of the tongue. Nobody wants to have these conversations. These conversations aren't fun to have, you know? Like everybody would probably likely want to be talking about much happier, joyous things. But at the same time, when there's big going on in the world, shouldn't we be having these hard conversations? Shouldn't we be encouraging constructive conversation? And I'm not talking about extremists yelling at each other. And I'm not even against, hey, like I don't even want to say extremists because I feel like people are entitled to feel and think the way they feel and think. It doesn't make anybody right. Like forces me to fact check. It forces me to learn more. It forces me to change perspectives and see things from a different viewpoint to see if there's something else I can learn there, you know? Like, I feel like that should never be something we're afraid of. If anything, we should constantly be searching for perspectives that differ from us so that we can see the world differently and perhaps learn something. Even if we try something on, we look at something a certain way and we're like, no, this just doesn't click for me. You can still respectfully be like, but I can see how you would see it that way. Or like, I could see how this is a viewpoint. This viewpoint exists. It might not be credited in your own personal reality, but it still exists. And I guess the complication comes from, wow, I'm getting really deep with this now, but I guess it comes from like when the collective reality starts to kind of become the only like acceptable reality. We all need to agree that like the sky is blue, the earth is round, we circle the sun. But if someone came to me and expressed to me their arguments for believing, let's say, that the earth isn't round, I would never call them an idiot. Like, I would never say they are crazy. I would not, like what that does to the human psyche is so damaging. Instead, it would be like, tell me your facts, tell me your arguments. Let me go find facts and arguments that are verified, that could perhaps show you or debunk some of those facts and arguments. And hey, you're welcome to come back at me. Like, I've never left the Earth's surface. So like, realistically, I'm just fighting the collective reality that like the Earth is round, right? I believe that. If someone came at me and was like, said differently, I would be down for that debate. That would actually be kind of fun. Let's debate it, anybody that doesn't believe that. Why is that bad? Why are we turning it so toxic? Why are we making it so personally degrading to have not even just like debates, but even just constructive conversations about topics that are taboo?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I'll finish it with this last point. I need to take a sip of coffee. I can sense myself getting worked up today. I have no points. I just wanted to sit and ask you about this. Like, are you finding it hard having these conversations? Do you feel like because of everything that's happening around the world, we're almost kind of being forced into these conversations, but also could that not be seen as a bit of a privileged thing to say? Like, oh, you're being forced to talk about the state of humanity. Like, I think that that's, again, like, should we not have these conversations about the state of humanity? On top of that though, make sure you're self-caring amongst all of these conversations about the states of humanity and all of the changing things, the changing tides, because the reality has changed. Like, there's no denying that fact. Reality has changed in the last 2 years. I'm not saying it's happening for good reasons or bad reasons, or these people are right or those people are right, or like whatever. I just think that we should be allowed and opening up and encouraging conversation. And maybe not online, honestly. Maybe the online world isn't able to actually be a good conduit for those conversations because it does strip away so much of the humanness. It strips away so much of the body language, the context, the, you know, just like the eye-to-eye contact, the bodily cues, even being able to read someone's energy. It becomes like 10 times more separated when you're trying to do that through a screen. So I just think we should at least encourage these conversations in person. I remember being told as a kid that you don't talk about age, politics, or religion. Like, you just don't talk about those things with people. And I remember hearing that and then thinking, like, but why? Like, to an extent, yeah, but why? Like, why? If we're saying, as a human being, we're not going to talk about, so religion, what you have faith in. That's what religion is. It's not, I'm not going to sit here and be like, this is what I believe, you should believe what I believe. No, it's just what you have faith in. If someone told me their religion was painting, I would be like, cool, that makes sense to me. Yeah, you have faith in painting. You tap into an energy, you're in the now. If someone told me they had faith in God and Jesus, I'd be like, yeah, cool, I get that. That makes sense to me. Everybody can have faith in something. Two, we're not gonna talk about politics. Wait, what? Like, we're not gonna talk about the people who implement the laws that quite literally govern society. We're not gonna talk about that? Okay, that's taboo, that's bad. How old someone is, what does it matter? Souls don't have an age, in my opinion. Lately, I've been feeling this a lot. I think that there's a lot of conversations that, as I mentioned, people just don't wanna have, and I get that, too. Like, I also feel like a lot of this has just been kind of forced upon us and lives have changed, you know? And I don't get offended when someone doesn't believe the things I believe. I don't get offended when someone doesn't see the same perspective as me. I just get interested. I'm like, cool, tell me your perspective. And that, I'm not saying everybody should be that way either. Like, I'm not trying to project anything out into the world right now, other than just like, what is your opinion on this? What is your opinion on having hard conversations? Do you think we should be having them? Are you finding them hard to be had lately? Are you afraid to have these conversations? Do you not like talking about these topics? And if so, why? Like, I would love to know where you stand on anything I talked about today. Anyway, thanks for listening to me rant today. There's a lot I don't know, but I do know that I wish we were having more lighthearted debates and topics. And there are some people out there doing it, actually. I'm not gonna sit here and act like nobody is. There's quite a few people out in the interweb YouTube even worlds that I watch that are having really cool talks and debates that I'm just like, I don't know anything about this, but I'm really enjoying learning and I'm really enjoying these people talk about this. And like, wow, this is a lot of nourishment for the brain for me to better understand what's happening out there. Let me know your thoughts. I know I've already said that and I feel like I'm rambling on now, so I'm gonna close it down there today, folks. I hope you guys are all just taking care of yourselves out there, doing things that make you happy. And other than that, thank you for tuning in to today's coffee talk, and I will talk to all of you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.